This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, construction contracting equipment auction, featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, campers, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Anthony Edwards recently told the Denver Post that Jamal Murray is his favorite player to watch in the NBA, then added, Jokic, best player in the league, but without Murray, they're not a championship team, calling Murray the truth. Edwards went on to say, if you can find me somebody that don't think that Jamal Murray is one of the best freaking guards in the league, they're crazy. He averaged 30 points in the Western Conference Finals. He is the reason they won. I mean, without him, they're not good. Just that simple.
Well, they're good. They're just not great. And they're not a championship quality team. That much is absolutely accurate. I love the fact that he's a young guy who's got a historic respect.
He does.
I like that about him a lot. I really do. Not to mention, I like his game. I made it my goal to watch some of that series against Phoenix, and he just was mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Mesmerizing. Now, the Nuggets are a different creature than the Suns, and they're going to defend him in a different way, especially late in games. But to your point and your questions of the first hour, this is a time, and I'm sure it's not lost on Anthony Edwards, for him to raise his profile tremendously in this matchup. Yeah, there may be a lot of NBA fans that aren't immediately cottoning to the whole idea of Minnesota and Denver in the second round, but people that really know the game, I bet you, are frothing at the mouth.
I don't think that Jokic has an FU type of mentality.
No.
I think that
he thinks the series will be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I think that Jamal has a little bit of that in him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that absolutely consumes Anthony Edwards.
Yes, I would agree.
And
this is what he is thinking about every moment of the day.
Yes. And he said Kevin Durant was his favorite player growing up. And it seemed like he thoroughly enjoyed dunking on Durant, shooting in Durant's face, hitting big shots. And it's that type of killer instinct that concerns me.
Well, it should, because he has that kind of ability. Nuggets are the best clutch defensive team in the NBA, and they will be tested in that regard. They've had success defending him late in games. They will need success in defending him late in games in this series. the more they can isolate him as their scorer, talking about Minnesota's scorer, the better the chance will become that they can run different guys, that they can do some work on double teams, they can get help side defense and do some different things. As long as they're isolating other guys and taking guys out, Karl-Anthony Towns in particular. But we'll see how this whole thing all plays out. I like the Nuggets in this series. I think it's a 7-game series. I think it's going to be an absolutely knockdown drag out. I really think it's going to be just every night. Now watch, it'll turn around and, you know, someone will win by 18, and then the next night, maybe the next, I don't know. But I just think that this is a really close series.
When we had Harrison Wind on from DNVR, I mentioned that he put on Twitter how well Jaden McDaniels had done on Jamal Murray. Or excuse me, how well Jamal had done against Jaden
right.
McDaniels. I don't see any reason why Jaden McDaniels would not be on Michael Porter Jr. And I mean the entire time he's on the floor with MPJ. Because I'll ask you, MPJ, his game has gone up more than a few levels. Guarding MPJ was not really, last year for sure, it's gotten better this year for MPJ in terms of how he is now attacking the hoop more and moving his feet more. Let's say you decide to put Jaden McDaniels on Jamal Murray, sake of argument, and he's the head of the snake too, in theory. They have a dual head of the snake. I get that. But who are you going to put on Michael Porter Jr.? Mike Conley? Who are you going to put on him?
Well, when they're doing their second unit things, it'll be Naz Reid.
No, I'm talking about first unit.
Yeah.
When the starters are on the floor, you are more afraid of Murray, clearly, than you are of MPJ.
Well, you're probably matching Karl-Anthony Towns then.
Oh, then who's going to guard Gordon?
Well,
that's my point. So who's going to guard Gordon? Again, Mike Conley? No. The matchups work well for Minnesota defensively. What makes the Nuggets so good on so many different levels is they don't have guys playing out of position.
No.
You have a true point guard. You have a
right.
true shooting guard. You have a true small forward. You have
yep.
a true power forward. And you have a true center.
Yep.
So does Minnesota. Although you can make the case for a power forward, Karl-Anthony Towns likes to play a little bit more away from the basket.
Yes.
Or a lot of more. With that, why would you put Jaden McDaniels on Jamal Murray? Now, to get the ball out of his hand, I understand that. But then you put Anthony Edwards on him. Now, you may not want to put Anthony Edwards on Jamal Murray because you want that offense on the other end. You don't want to have to work him so much defensively where it takes away from his offense. Jamal Murray, his defensive game has picked up. He wants the tough matchup, and I get it.
Yeah.
I really, really do. But when you look at the Nuggets' top three scorers, you have that all figured out, really with the exception of Gobert, who's the best defensive player on the team, but no one can match up against yeah. Jokic.
Right, including him.
I understand putting Jaden McDaniels on Murray, but then there is a huge drop-off on what you do moving forward. Yeah, you can put Karl-Anthony Towns on Gordon if you want to. But again, who's guarding Michael Porter Jr.? You don't have anybody. You are just out of whack with your defensive rotation, in theory. And Michael Porter Jr. is now a legitimate third scorer.
Well, he's a big X factor in this series as he was in the series against
the Lakers. I think Minnesota is making an enormous mistake putting Jaden McDaniels on Jamal Murray. Because if you do, Michael Porter Jr. should feast.
They're going to switch a lot, though.
They'll
switch screens, and so it'll be a fluid situation. It's going to be fascinating. It really is going to be fascinating. Both of these teams are so capable, and the Nuggets have proven it, and I believe that that's currency. That's important. To have that currency, to have that experience, to have that confidence to know what to do at key times. But man, this Minnesota team is extremely capable.
Yep.
Very capable.
Now, the question is, what is the Nuggets bench going to look like? Because I'm sorry, I don't think they are going to win this series getting a maximum of 13 minutes out of Christian Brown and 12 minutes out of Peyton Watson. They have to have more. Or do you disagree? Can the Nuggets win with their top four guys, all due respect to KCP, playing 40 minutes a game? And will they have to in order to win this series? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, there will be a construction and contracting equipment auction featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, a camper, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. With that, I have two doctors. I have my internist, and then I have Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Hormone Health for men and women. I cannot tell you how much I trust Dr. Lee with my health. There are a lot of chop shops out there that push hard testosterone and estrogen blockers. I get all that stuff from them too. But when it comes to my optimum health, supplements are a big thing as well. They look at the entire picture of my health instead of just pushing testosterone on me. It's really a second doctor for me, as opposed to when you go to these other chop shops, you're probably seeing somebody new every time. There is a huge difference between Castle Rock Hormone Health for men and women and those other places out there. Now, if you are suffering from ED and a lot of places want to scare you, Castle Rock Hormone Health, they have the best stuff out there. It's called Gaines Wave Therapy. It's a revolutionary way to treat ED and to optimize your sexual health. Schedule an appointment today at crhormonehealth.com. That's crhormonehealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
I don't think any reasonable person looking at this series starting tomorrow night would say the Nuggets have a better bench than Minnesota. But in this opening round series against the Lakers, it was apparent that the bench was not ready for prime time. And now I'm wondering, will they be ready for this series?
Well,
you can't play 13 minutes a game and then force your starters to play 40. You can, but eventually playing your starters 40 minutes a game and their top four guys did do that, it's like a tire. You only have so much tread and you're not saving them. I get it, for the Western Conference Finals because you haven't advanced yet. You're not saving them for the finals. But at the end of the day, you're taking more and more tread off that tire.
Yeah, well, that sure. You're absolutely right. It's not unusual to see the length of benches across the playoffs.
Wasn't this the big concern going into this season and then going to the playoffs? How's the bench going to perform in the playoffs? We're here. We're in it. And so far, I think it's fair to say it's been a disappointment.
They were fine in the first couple of games. They were fine. But there's no Bruce Brown coming off the bench. There's no 24-minute game playing guy coming off the bench.
Every team that advances historically has that guy. Just go look at the numbers. Right now, when you look at Minnesota and their bench, Naz Reid, who is the sixth man of the year, he's only averaging 18 minutes a game.
Yeah.
It's Nickel Alexander Walker, who's averaging 31 minutes a game. What does that mean? Gives time for Mike Conley to get some rest. Gives time maybe for Anthony Edwards to get some rest. Again, fatigue makes cowards of us all. We know how difficult it is going to be for the Nuggets to score against this defense. And then you're going to have a couple guys coming in waves, wearing down those starters who are going to be playing 40 minutes a game. Got fresh bodies coming off the bench.
They're still going to be good fresh bodies.
Alexander Walker is a pretty good body, and Naz Reid is clearly an excellent body.
No question. Those are two good players.
Yep.
Two good players. Yeah, no one will argue that Minnesota isn't the deeper in terms of numbers and talent team. No question about it. They are. The question is, how much does their starting five match up against the Nuggets starting five?
Nuggets starting five is better.
It is better.
But when you look at the matchups defensively for Minnesota, their top three guys can all go up against the top three Nugget scorers. And they will. Anthony Edwards, I don't think, will start on Jamal Murray.
No.
But if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, Edwards is going to look at whoever the coach is on the bench and say, I want Murray. Jamal Murray.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's the game within the game. And it's worth paying attention to. Tomorrow as this game starts to unfold. Check out the matchups. See where guys are lined up. Watch and see, is Minnesota switching screens early? Because that changes the total configuration of how you defend. Where are they switching screens? All right. There's all kinds of things that make this interesting. And on top of everything else, the Timberwolves are not going to have a head coach on their bench.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of dynamics that make this interesting. And what will the dynamic be in game one tomorrow? what will be the key thing? Will it be Minnesota's depth? Will it be, can Anthony Edwards take over a game? Will it be Nuggets executing at peak times at a high efficiency as normal? These are all questions that we don't have the answers to.
Is MPJ, do you think he's averaging 23 points a game if Jaden McDaniels is on him?
No. I don't. But I don't think that he will be on him consistently, because MPJ is going to get a fair amount of second team minutes. He's going to play with that second team. He and Jamal are going to play with that second
team. Yeah, that's when Naz Reid comes off the bench.
You're right. And that's a damn, and he's a good, now he's not McDaniels, but he's a good defender.
Mm-hmm.
Very good defender. It's a tough matchup. It's tough for Minnesota too.
No question.
It's that's why we're talking about a 6 or a 7 game series. And we're talking about a 7 game series trying to figure out which team we're giving the benefit of the doubt to. There's not much breathing room between these two teams, I don't think.
If Minnesota wins a game in the opening two, which one is it? The opener or the second one?
The second one. I think the Nuggets will play. I think the Nuggets,
they just cannot be sloppy with the ball like they were in the first half consistently against the Lakers. I guess my question is, knowing how good Minnesota is defensively, do you see the Nuggets coming back from 12, 15, 20-point deficits?
Well, 12 is a lot different than 20.
I understand.
So,
what's your line of demarcation?
I'd say that you better be within single digits in the last quarter. This team is different. They can tighten the noose defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They can lengthen possessions even in a 24-second clock. They have some things at their disposal that make it more difficult for you to track coming from behind big. So, you know, stay in touch. Or, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be leading by 6 or 7 points at halftime? How about trying that for a change of pace?
I'm not a big fan of absolutes, but yet I'm going to throw one out there.
Go.
And this word is used a lot, and sometimes it is very overused. And I'll ask you, is this going to be overused? If the Nuggets don't get out of the second round, was this season a failure?
That's pretty severe to me, but
it is. You're the defending champs. No, you didn't get out of the second round.
I guess on technicalities, I suppose so.
Because honestly, if the Nuggets didn't get out of the Western Conference Finals and they played Minnesota, I don't think you would call it necessarily a failure. The problem is, if the Nuggets would have beaten San Antonio, they would not be in this situation.
There's truth to that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Nuggets tied for first in the West.
Mm-hmm.
The West was tremendously improved. And the power structure in this league is so in the West. It's sick. You've got three teams in the West right now, as we have talked a lot, that are going to be there now for the next 4 years in its current state. Every year changes, and just because you won a championship the year before doesn't mean that you are necessarily on the fast track to win a championship the next year. That's a hard thing to replicate.
We're talking about getting out of the second round. We're not even talking about making it to the Western Conference.
You're talking about a team that I think a lot of people, probably including you, would say is a very good chance to be playing in the NBA Finals.
You're talking about the Nuggets or the...
Talking about the Timberwolves.
Oh, no question.
So when you look at it through that prism, you know, I mean, if you lose a... I mean, I don't know. It's degrees of losing. There will be a pocket of people that will go right to the... Yeah, this year was a huge disappointment.
And I'll tell you what the problem is.
Which is unfortunate.
If they don't get out of the second round, how do they improve this team? They're so up against that luxury tax.
Sure.
It's going to be an if game. If Christian Brown gets better. If Peyton Watson gets better. If MPJ continues on his trajectory.
This bench was better.
And by the way.
As they went.
And oh, by the way, KCP is not a lock coming back. No. He's a free agent.
Right. That is, there is truth there.
That means Christian Brown, if they don't get somebody of KCP's caliber, now Christian Brown is going to be your shooting guard, and you've just lost some of your bench.
You add from the outside in that situation. I don't think you've got a guy on your roster that fits that role.
Coming up after the break, many of us around the country marveled at what LeBron James did in the playoffs and the regular season at the age of 39. He hasn't done it in his 40s yet. He hasn't turned 40. Turns 40 in December. So for as great as LeBron was, is this even close to some of the greatest single-season performances by people of that age? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, construction and contracting equipment auction featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, campers, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
NBA has marveled at what LeBron James did at the age of 39. Still looks dominant, certainly at times. During the Nuggets series, averaged 28 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists in the Lakers' opening round loss. However, you can make the case there have been 40-year-old athletes who have done things even more impressively. 40 and on. I want to start with this, though. Give me your quick answer because I want to move along. What is more physically taxing, playing basketball or baseball?
Basketball.
Basketball or football?
Football.
Basketball or hockey?
Hockey.
Wow. Then you've basically just not buried LeBron for what he has done.
No.
Okay, let me continue.
Well, no, not at all. I mean, I think what he's doing is remarkable.
Basketball or golf?
Well, basketball is more taxing than golf.
Mentally, I'd say golf.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
okay.
Right.
Basketball or tennis at an advanced age? It's all about advanced age. I might go with tennis.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't just slam that one down in...
But the bell cow winner to me is basketball or boxing, and it's not even close.
Right.
With that, give me four or five guys. We could do it in order if we want to. Most, I put mine in order.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know if you did.
No, I didn't.
With that, give me some guys, sell me on it, who have done more impressive things at the age 40 and on than what LeBron has done. And what LeBron has done is still remarkable.
Tom Brady. And that's where it starts.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the rest of the conversation can be interesting and can be compelling. And I think that we'll come up with some names that will make people think a little bit with this, but it starts with Tom Brady.
To me, it doesn't necessarily start with him. However, in his second to last season at the age of 44, led the league with 5,300 yards, 43 touchdowns, and from age 40 and on to the end of his career, he threw 193 touchdown passes, completion percentage 60%, and won an MVP.
Yeah.
At the age of 40 plus.
Tom Brady is one of those guys that was around long enough to have about 8 mic drop moments.
Yes.
Right? I mean, seriously, there were so many different times that he could have left and we would have all said, you're the most unbelievable guy that's ever played this sport.
Yeah.
The hardest sport to play well for as long as you've played it. Just unbelievable.
I'll give you a guy who I believe what he did is even more impressive than Tom Brady.
Okay.
Bernard Hopkins. Boxer. I was a big boxing fan growing up.
Right.
I remember all the guys in the 70s and 80s, and then you had Tyson and... Then I just kind of lost interest. I'm not a UFC guy. Check this out. Bernard Hopkins won the WBC light heavyweight title at the age of 46. Then, 3 years later, he unified the light heavyweight titles at 49. Everybody talks about George Foreman, and that's pretty unbelievable.
And rightfully so.
And what George Foreman did... Winning the heavyweight title at 45 is beyond impressive.
It is.
Considering he was a heavyweight champ in 1973. He regained the title in 1994. But Bernard Hopkins, uniting a title at 49, and for as difficult as boxing is...
Especially in the middleweight division.
Oh, my goodness. To me, Bernard Hopkins is the winner, not by much. But at that age, that is... incredible.
Yeah. There are some pretty remarkable performances out there, and they generally come from, in terms of the most, the games of baseball and golf.
Yep.
Which are generally considered to be fairly pedestrian physically, right?
Yes.
Right? I mean, now throwing a baseball is a particularly violent thing. And there are some examples of guys, Nolan Ryan, for instance,
right?
Warren Spahn, who in 1963 at the age of 43 threw 259 and 2/3 innings, which is in this day and age of baseball.
Well, it's different.
It is. Well, thanks, Eric. I appreciate that. And you're right. It is different.
Yeah.
It's, I was going to say, unheard of. Not different, unheard of.
Well, I'll give you
totally different.
I'll give you the top baseball.
And he was 23-7.
I'll give you a guy that I don't want to say puts him to shame.
Well, nobody puts him to shame.
Well, one guy does.
Okay.
One guy does.
Well, you're going to go with Nolan Ryan.
No, I'm not.
Okay, who are you going with?
Because what this guy did is far more impressive than what Nolan Ryan ever did.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan was a strikeout pitcher.
Right.
And he was unbelievable.
And he had that kind of arm that he could just continually reload.
Nolan Ryan led the league in strikeouts every year from age 40 to 43. Okay? He would play till he was 46. But this guy is even more impressive than Nolan Ryan.
All right.
And that is Roger Clemens. Oldest Cy Young Award winner ever, 2004. Okay? He won it when he turned 42. His record was 18-4, and his ERA was 2.98. But that wasn't his best season. He was even better the next year at 43, where his ERA dropped to 1.97.
Pretty hard to argue with 1.97.
That's your mic drop moment. Pretty at the good. Age of 43, his ERA was 1.97.
Yeah.
So all the innings are incredibly impressive. All the strikeouts are incredibly impressive. But to have a 1.97 ERA at the age of 43 is mic drop.
Fantastic.
And I don't want to hear about steroids. Please.
You brought it up.
Well.
I mean, are you listening to yourself? I didn't say anything about steroids.
No, I know, but people will accuse him of
doing it.
I know Andy Pettit
disremembered.
Disremembered.
Yeah. This is one of the great moments of my interview life when I heard that. He disremembered.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss Connor Hellebuck's comments on what it was like to play the Avs in the first round and also give our final thoughts on what went down online with Coach Prime and CU. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you, you stare politely.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. There's going to be a construction and contracting equipment auction featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, a camper, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, we are into spring, and if you're looking to do some spring cleaning, you're looking to improve your house because you're going to have people over this summer, or you just want to do it anyway, you got to go to the best. Paramount Siding and Windows for siding, windows, and doors. Paramount just named the best siding contractor in the Best of Mile High magazine.
Wow.
And they were a top three finalist in the windows and doors category. One of the guys responsible for those great reviews is my guy Scott from Paramount Siding and Windows. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Eric. I always love your introductions.
Well, thank you. You write them down for me perfectly. So I appreciate you, you know, getting ahead of it. But as I've said to you before, you got to work on your punctuation and your spelling. I'm tired of proofreading your stuff.
Got it. Will do.
Okay. With that, the weather's going to get warm, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you don't want to run up your AC bill. Let's talk about high efficiency windows to keep your cooling bill down. What can Absolutely. You offer?
Yeah, during this spring cleaning time that everyone's doing right now, everyone's getting the bug to freshen everything up, especially now that the season's going to be changing. And we're doing summer installs right now. We're scheduling summer installs. So new high energy efficient windows from Anlin. We offer the Coronado and the Catalina series. They provide excellent insulation in the wintertime and excellent sun blockage in the summertime. I mean, it's so noticeable. I mean, I gave a bid yesterday to a house, and the house's upstairs bedroom was facing south, had that one old window. I mean, still only May the 2nd at the time, and it was just outrageously hot in there. So we're going to be able to solve that. As soon as that new window's installed, it's going to be just such a noticeable difference.
I know that you like to make it as convenient for your customers as possible. You will go out to somebody with samples, but I'm guessing you encourage them to come to your state-of-the-art showroom. It's right off of Broadway in Littleton. And when people come down there, what are they going to see?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's off the northwest corner of South Broadway and Arapahoe Road in Littleton. You can see the different window styles and series that we carry, along with the different siding products and manufacturers that we have. It's what we really like is I love going out to someone's home, taking some measurements, giving them some information. And then if I'm able to get them back to the showroom at some point, maybe a day or two later, then it's much more of an appreciation because you really see, okay, well, here's the actual window versus a little sample. Here's really what it's going to look like installed. And you get a chance to see the quality of our installer's work as well. So it presents really well the showroom because it shows really what your final product is going to look like.
I say this all the time when it comes to business. There is a difference between cost and investment. And yes, there is going to be a cost, but if you look at it as an investment, like windows that are energy efficient, eventually you're going to make that money back. So when it comes to siding, when it comes to windows, when it comes to doors, I don't see it as a cost. I see it as an investment. With that, it is an investment, but you can give people huge breaks with financing as well.
Yes, absolutely. We've got one of our special financing programs, our most popular program right now. It's 2 years. There's nothing, no interest accrued during that two-year period of time. There's no money down, and there's no monthly payments. Most of our customers can finance under this special financing program their entire amount of their entire project, and again, with nothing down and 2 years to pay it off however they see fit.
How do people find you?
We're located on the northwest corner of South Broadway and Arapahoe Road. You can find us at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com. And our phone number is 303-482-5656.
Scott, have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. You too.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it. So to give you a sense of how well the Avs played in round one against the Jets, Connor Hellebuck said that he felt he was playing some of the best hockey of his career, but that the Avs made it so difficult for him that he didn't see half the pucks that went in. So the top goaltender in the league this year said that he felt he was playing the best hockey of his career until he faced the Avs. What do you think of these comments by Connor Hellebuyck?
I think he's spot on because I didn't see him giving up a lot of soft goals. The Avs did a great job of keeping the pressure on in the offensive zone. They were getting out of their own zone pretty quickly, and there was just constant pressure on him. Even though a lot of shots went in goal, there were a hell of a lot of shots on him. And the Avs did a great job of getting traffic in front of the net. Their forecheck was good. Before you knew it, the puck was in the slot, and it was bang, 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 goes the trolley.
You've heard of the saying, keep your head on a swivel. He couldn't do it fast enough.
Right.
He just simply couldn't do it. It was remarkable.
And it makes you think that if the Avs can do this against a pretty good defensive team, very good defensive team, and the best goalie in hockey, what are the possibilities on what they can do against either Dallas or Vegas?
Either one.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Sanders family cracked this week with Shador and Dion's aunt, Dix, on Twitter. Seems like they're usually the adults in the room, so it was disappointing to see how they reacted.
They're the adults in the room?
They try to portray themselves that
yes.
way.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, so it was disappointing to see how they reacted, especially since Dion always preaches how he never talks down to people.
Right.
Scott Van Pelt also had a message for Coach Prime and Shador on SportsCenter's One Big Thing. Any final thoughts on what went down online with CU and Coach Prime?
This was the first real pushback from a national standpoint against the whole Coach Prime thing.
Buffs fans don't care.
Right, and I get it.
Well, Buffs fans don't care with what I'm about to say. But Colorado is turning into a team that is very easy to root against.
Oh, my gosh,
outside
yes.
of Buffs Nation.
Yeah.
People want them to lose. Not that they're going to lose because people want them to lose, but people are going to relish them losing. Remember, they're 1-8 to end the season. It's a lot of big talk, a lot of bluster. A lot of bravado. You better back it up.
Yep.
You better back it up.
Feel ya.
A lot of people waiting on that downfall if it comes. That's,
yes, they
that
are.
Is for sure.
Yes, and they will be right. They will be the first ones to the mic.
All right, just in case you missed it, Anthony Davis was not happy about being a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, saying, "I'll never get it. The league doesn't like me. I'm the best defensive player in the league, and I can switch 1 through 5. I can guard the pick and roll, the best in the league from a big standpoint. I block shots and I rebound." So I'll ask you this. Who would you rather take on the defensive end, Anthony Davis or Rudy Gobert?
I'll take Gobert, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because
he's available. That's the reason why. But the other thing is, how come Anthony Davis doesn't spend all of his time on Jokic? Gobert will. Gobert will. Anthony Davis is more of a roamer.
He's damn good defensively.
He's unbelievable.
Yep. There's not much difference between he and Gobert.
Here's the difference between Anthony Davis and Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan is one of the greatest defensive players of all time. He spotted the best offensive player on the floor and said, "I want him." Anthony Davis doesn't do that.
By the way,
am I wrong?
No. No, I'm with you. All right, before you have the last word, one challenge to Roger Clemens, who I think that you are going to walk away with.
No, we're going back to the last segment. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about Randy Johnson at 40 with the D-backs winning 16 games with a 260 ERA and 290 strikeouts for a team that was 60 games below 500?
Okay. Well, I'm guessing offense had a lot to do with it. And Roger Clemens was 43 with a 1.97 ERA.
Right. Yeah. But I mean...
But it's a good choice.
But winning 16 games for a team 60 games under 500, pretty solid.
Okay, but...
But I would agree with you. I think Clemens is the winner.
I'm going to give you why... Hold on. I'm going to give you why that is impressive, but I'm going to give you something that is going to blow you away even more.
I love it. That's the way I need to finish on a Friday.
Okay. So let me make sure I have this in front of me and I have it correct. Okay. Roger Clemens, let me find the right year. Hold on a second. I know this is taking a long time.
No, no.
And I apologize for this. Roger Clemens in 2005, near the end of his career. Let me make sure I have this correct. Near the end of his career, was only 13-8. And his ERA was 1.87.
Yeah.
That's what tells you it's not about wins and losses.
Yeah.
If your offense isn't very good, you can still have a very low ERA,
yeah,
but it does not mean that you are going to win games. And I believe there is another case, and I thought he had a losing record. I thought he had a losing record, and his ERA was something unbelievable as well.
Well, he was something.
Here. How do you like these numbers? When he was with the Yankees in 2001, his record was 20-3. Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah. His ERA was 3.51.
Yeah.
Which season was better? Clearly the one in which he was 1.87, but his record was only 13-8.
Yeah, that happens.
You judge a pitcher on his ERA.
Zach Greinke won a Cy Young Award based on that very same premise.
Oh, you know who I'm forgetting about? Who's the pitcher for the Mets that's so good?
Verlander. He's 41 now.
No, the guy who...
Johan Santana.
R.A. Dickey.
Bartolo Colon.
No. D something. What's his name?
Jacob DeGrom.
Hold on. I am killing you, and I know this, David Hurlbutt. Can I just look this up real quick? Yeah. This is one of the most stunning stats I have seen. Okay?
Yeah, he got no run support.
Okay, so let me... David's killing me. I'm killing you, David. I apologize. But wait a minute. Is he a Mets fan?
He is a big Mets fan.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Big Mets fan.
Then he's going to be okay with me doing this. I am sure. Okay, in what year was it? He was... Oh, I know. In 2018, his record was 10-9. 10-9. Nothing, right? His ERA was 1.70. That's going to do it for us. Have a great weekend.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.